This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Eastern Time in our nation's capital as we take you around the DMV. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. It's Kevin Sheehan Show right here on the Team 980. Youngest of Charles and L. Willingham sitting in for our guy Kevin. A lot to get to here in this 11 o'clock hour. We'll hand things over to our pal Chris Russell, top of the 1 o'clock hour, as he'll take you to 4 p.m. A lot more to get to, as I mentioned. We were talking about the big news of the morning. Seismic news for the DMV, specifically D.C. The NFL is going to bring the 2027 NFL draft right here to our nation's capital, out at the National Mall, right here in Washington, D.C., in the year 2027. I'm super-duper excited for that and what it could do from a revenue, you know, standpoint for the D.C. area. And I keep shouting our guy out in the chat, Exit the Matrix, talking about how that revenue that you're going to pick up from the draft, that revenue that you gain from the draft, that helps you for sure when it comes to RFK 2.0 and trying to foot that bill, giving you a little bit of extra resources to make the cost for the D.C. taxpayer a little bit less. So super excited about that. It feels like after a really long, really short offseason, I guess is the best way to put it, we're finally back on football. This was the first time in my lifetime that, you know, watching the draft, there was thought, well, is my team going to pick? Is the broadcast going to be on while my team's picking? Is Washington pick 29th this year after punching their ticket to the conference title game? Everything about this offseason has been different, including the calendar kind of creeping up on us. I mentioned in the last segment that the schedule release happens 11 days from now, May the 16th. You can hear our coverage of the 2025 schedule release right here on the Team 980. I'll be anchoring that for us. But the schedule release is here already in 11 days. And then coming up Friday, through hell or high water, rain, sleet, snow, rookie minicamp is underway. Washington had 5 draft picks that they selected in this year's draft. All 5 of those cats, plus the UDFAs, are going to be on full display in Ashburn Friday through Sunday for mandatory rookie minicamp. I don't need to put mandatory. What rookie is going to skip out on minicamp? Chase Young. Anyway, look at you. You didn't think it was possible for me to take a shot at Chase Young, did you?
With how bad you wanted him this offseason, I didn't think you would.
We'll see what happens with our old guy 99 down in New Orleans this year. But no, rookie minicamp gets underway this weekend. Because that's happening, numbers have been announced on social media, Mad Max. I don't know if you've seen this.
Yes.
Numbers have been given out. I'm super excited about this. To me, one number sticks out in particular, and I'll go through all of them. The Commanders on their official Twitter page, their official X page, put out the free agent numbers. They also put out the rookie class numbers as well. The first round pick, Josh Connerly, going to wear number 72. Crazy. The last 72 that was a junior was also the left tackle. Well, this guy's going to be the right tackle. It was our guy, Charles Leno.
That's so right.
Not bad. Big Leno wasn't terrible while he was here in Washington. It feels like we all dunk on Charles a little bit more than we should. But that's the number for the first round pick, number 72. The second round pick, Trey Amos, this gets really interesting. Number 23.
I love it.
Now, the 23 jersey number at defensive back here in D.C. has been damn good. Most notably, D'Angelo Hall. I mean, what he was able to do during his time at Washington, I think when we acquire Lattimore, it's like the first big-time corner that we've had since D-Hall. I don't all the way count Josh Norman for the lack of production. But Trey Amos, the second-round pick out of Ole Miss, going to wear number 23 during the regular season. Washington's fourth-round pick out of Virginia Tech, the Speed Demon, I think it's fitting what number he's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing 83. Now, if you've paid attention to Jalen Lane during this pre-draft process, long before he knew he was going to be a member of the Commanders, one of his favorite wide receivers is Scary Terry. We know what number Scarence Terrence wore at the Ohio State University. It was number 83. So very fitting that he's going to get to don that number. I wonder how Terry feels about that. Why did Terry want to wear 83?
I mean, it was his number in college, too.
Jalen Lane.
Yeah.
It was. Maybe it was his number because it was Terry's number. All in all, thank you for putting that together for me, Max. I actually didn't realize that. But I'm excited about Jalen Lane. Him and Kane Medrano, the fifth round pick out of UCLA, the two cats of this draft class that I'm most intrigued by. Love Josh Connerly, obviously. Love Trey Amos, obviously. But when it comes to Jalen Lane and Kane Medrano, I think they have a real chance to make an impact as mid-round picks. For Kane Medrano, this is where things get interesting. He's going to don number 56 to start. I know what people are thinking. The first 56 you think of when you think of the Washington, then Redskins, is what? Perry Riley? Joke. Obviously, LeVar Arrington. But seeing Kane Medrano wear 56 was interesting to me, Max, because it's more of a linebacker number.
It's more of a linebacker number, and 56 is also a number I expect a lot of tackles from.
Yeah, right.
Which is kind of the whole thing with Kane, is his tackling. So I'm not stoked about it, but I want to see where he goes from here.
The one thing, and shout out to the Commanders, in very fine print at the bottom, jersey numbers are subject to change prior to the regular season. So that is the saving grace for Kane Medrano. I don't want him playing much linebacker this year. I'm going to tell you how T.I. is.
Yeah.
I don't. I look at his body type, 6'3", 225 pounds. Knowing what you lost this offseason at the safety spot with Jeremy Chinn, 94% of your defensive snaps, your second leading tackler, I think Kane Medrano has the body type, has the speed, and has the fearlessness to potentially come in and compete at that strong safety spot. I've been on my soapbox about the safety position ever since the draft ended, if you're just now tapping in with your boy. I continue to believe it's the biggest position of need in terms of where you got to bring in some outside help. I know they brought in Will Harris.
Not a fan?
Yeah, not that big. Not that I'm not a fan. It's that I don't know what I don't know.
Yeah.
When you consider the contract that was levied out to him, when you consider that he's been a spot starter in this point in his career, how can you trust him to replace a guy that, like I mentioned, accounted for 94% of the snaps? So I envisioned Kane Medrano, the rookie linebacker safety hybrid out of UCLA, coming in and being able to play some of that Buffalo nickel, quote-unquote, or the star position is what they call it in this defense, I believe. Him wearing 56 lends itself to him playing a lot more linebacker, because that would be dirty, nasty, and trifling. If I saw somebody in the secondary wearing number 56, pew, pew, pew.
I'd love it. I'd lose my mind. It would be so gross, but I'd love it.
It's disgusting. It's almost like I hate seeing when Quentin Dunbar was here, dog, wearing 47. Like, come on, bro. Just sad stuff to watch. But no, rookie minicamp starts this weekend. We've given you the numbers. Oh, I forgot about our guy, JCM is what I'm now calling him, by the way. JCM. Ja'Cory Kroski Moret. I say his name slow because I'm still struggling with it.
I get it.
So bear with me here.
That's why I like Bill.
You like just calling him Bill?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's simple, it's quick.
Adam Peters called him Bill in the draft video, so I think Bill is acceptable. I'm going to have to ask him, or somebody's going to have to ask him at camp if I make it out there.
I got a good brother named Bill, and Bill was once a running back. He carried himself well. Fearless back. Speed demon. I hope.
So Bill Merritt is just great name.
Bill Merritt, yeah.
Just Bill Merritt,
like
great.
Just like a badass.
Easy.
But no, let's just hope Bill, rocking number 32, by the way, formerly worn by Jarrett Patterson, Pocket Hercules, as some would call him. Excited to see what JCM is able to do. I've done a little bit more digging on him because I was not thrilled by the pick. It didn't knock my socks off. As we got closer to the draft, I started to feel like, you know what, maybe the need for running back was a lot more of a fan thing than it was a team thing. Them waiting until round number 7 to select him, I think, says a little bit about it. But also, this is AP and company being what I like to call a sneaky shooter. What's a sneaky shooter in the world of sports? Sneaky shooter is like me on the basketball court. The ball gets kicked around. You make three passes before you take the shot. Let's just say I'm the third pass. I'm sitting in the corner, and I lace nylon. I'm a sneaky shooter because I stand at 6 foot one and a half, about 285 pounds, 280 pounds. I'm down a little bit of weight. You wouldn't expect me to be the shooter, to be a shooter. That's why I describe Adam Peters' company as a sneaky shooter. They got JCM in round number 7. Most people, if he would have played last year in college football, he would have had a third, fourth round grade on him. So I consider that a sneaky shooter type of move by Adam Peters and company, getting a guy that sat out last year, doesn't have a lot of tread on the tires, and I've been watching his highlights. And watching highlights for a running back is dangerous because everybody looks like they're all world, look like they're the next Jim Brown when you're watching highlights. But our guy, Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret, woo! You want to talk about a guy that invites contact, a guy that is a physical, nasty finisher? That is who he is, and he's got a little bit more juice. I'm going to have to put that to the test come Friday. That's going to be the first thing that I think I'm going to be looking at Friday is how much juice does Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret have? Because I don't believe he's like this speed demon. I don't see major differences between him and Brian Robinson. I'm going to be very honest with you. I think he may have a little bit more juice, a little bit more juice, but not a whole lot. And for all of you, because I've seen, read the comments online, you can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. You all are kind of like anointing Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret as like the starting running back already. You haven't even seen the kid in pads. We're not going to know much about Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret, JCM as I like to call him. If training camp starts on, let's just say it starts on July 26th, we won't know about Ja'Cory until about August 3rd after they're in full pads and he gets to lay the smackdown on somebody. Because that's really what we're waiting for. It's so difficult in this portion of the offseason to judge the offensive line, the defensive line, safeties, and running backs. Like, those are the positions to me that are most difficult to evaluate at this point in time because we don't have pads on yet. The physicality's not all the way ratcheted up, so to speak. So I'm going to wait and see when it comes to Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret. But all in all, that rookie class for Washington, I think all five of those cats have a chance to come in here and provide some sort of impact. What I haven't touched on a ton, and I won't do it right here either, so just bear with me, is the UDFA class for the Washington Commanders. Max, have you, I'm sure you and Kevin have gotten hot and heavy into that.
On UDFAs?
Yes. Not really?
No.
It's hard. It's a longer list this year.
It is.
Before we get out of here, we'll run off the list.
There's one name on this list. Well,
there are a couple of names that stand out to me. One is my cat, Robert McDaniel from Jackson State. I actually saw his teammate on the train not too long ago, and it was crazy. It was before they signed him. I was going to ask the big fella, who was an offensive lineman, like, hey, you got a contact for Robert McDaniel, brother? I know your dude's going to get drafted here, but I was scared. It was late night after an
coward.
Game. I was a coward. I was. But, no, he's a guy, a big cat, 6'2", 220 pounds, that I think is going to come in here and help them at safety. There's a cat that's getting invited to a rookie minicamp. Two cats, actually. Xavier Robio. Mm-hmm. I called his games at Howard this mm-hmm. past year. He's a big, long cornerback. He was coached by former Redskins defensive back Kyshawn Jarrett, who is the DB's coach over at the Real HU. So excited to see what type of chance he gets to make this team because of his length. He's got a different physical profile than everybody else in that room. So he's interesting to me as well. There's a name, my guy Telly been at me with this name, and I'm going to look it up here real quick to make sure I'm not getting it wrong. Trey Tucker. You familiar with not Trey Tucker. Gosh, it's bad that I'm blanking on the UDFA's name. It's a safety that Washington signed. And speaking of the safety position, you all know how I feel about it. They need some help there. The UDFAs that they brought in, they've signed two over the past couple of seasons.
You still haven't hit the name that I'm waiting for you to hit.
Yeah, go ahead. What is it?
Gabe Taylor.
Oh, Gabe. Yes.
Yes. I could not be higher on yes. Gabe. I think that's a little bit of Ashburn syndrome and nostalgia. It's like, Sean was my favorite player growing up, but I would love me some Gabe Taylor on this team. It would warm my heart to see him lace it up for the burgundy and gold.
Rucker is the name that he was talking about. Our guy, Chike Camara, sent it in the chat. You can get at us as well. We're live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. We're also live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Trey Rucker, jeez.
Oklahoma yes. State.
My guy Telly been telling me about, bruh, he's a safety that comes down and lays the wood, so to speak. Our guy Hassan Terrell says, hi there, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Local cat.
He is a local cat?
Hometown of Waldorf, high school, Flint Hill.
Oh, he went, though. He's from Waldorf. He's from Afghanistan, as I like to call Waldorf. those of you that are from the DMV understand what I'm saying. Our guy Chike says he's a hitter. I'm hit, brother, man. Shawty lays the wood. I love that about him. It just gets me back to the safety position. I don't trust it, brother. Max, let me ask you this, man.
Yeah, you're asking a former safety?
I am asking a former
safety. Who got burned many times.
If Quan goes down with a hammy or something early in camp, and Will Harris is dealing with the flu, who's your starting safety tandem?
Oh, man. Tyler Owens and somebody.
Craig Hoffman educated me on Tyler Owens and why we should chill on him. Shout out our guy, Craig Hoffman. Shout out C. Hoff. He's with you today, 4-7. He's also on the YouTube with you at that time as well. Dog, Tyler Owens, how many defensive snaps did he play last year? To act as if we're just going to anoint some UDFA from last year to be a full-time starter?
Fan favorite. People like him.
I mean, it's nuts. Now, he was a ball magnet last year during training camp. Yeah. It felt like every other tweet was Tyler Owens catches an interception. Tyler Owens in the right place at the right time off of a deflection. So, it's interesting. All right, Chike also says in the chat, Owens is very instinctive. We'll see. He's instinctive when he's going up against Jeff Driscoll in the third teamers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I will say this, Chike. And others that are fans of Tyler Owens. Shawty was tackling during preseason. He's not afraid to get in there and get his face dirty, his hands dirty, so to speak. So I love that about him. His RAS score had Riz. It's the best way that I can say.
Me and Adam Peters, two of the biggest RAS score guys in this town.
You guys love it, man. AP Jr. is what we're going to start calling you, Mad Max.
Listen.
But no, for real, though, man. Tyler Owens is interesting to me. His RAS score was off the damn chain. 6'2". Run like a bat out of hell, shot out of a cannon. Like, he is everything that you look for from the physical measurement standpoint at that position, but it is a lot different when you're going up against true NFL starters. The speed of the game changes. Here's the adage that I use over the weekend for that safety position. Quan, I have him ranked as like a top half of the NFL safety at this point, right? I think he's like the 13th or 14th best safety. I thought he played extra well, really good during the postseason, and he caught that interception as well against Detroit. I love him. I think he's a hitter. Love everything about him. Opposite of him, I don't trust it. Will Harris, I continue to say, it's no disrespect to Will. I just got to see it first. Of the reserves that Washington has at safety, Jeremy Reeves, to me, I continue to say it, is the guy that I would trust the most if he had to turn into a regular every down starter. We welcome our pal G from the shop to the chat. Said y'all got some extra rolling papers for
Not
us.
Here, G.
No, we don't, G from the shop.
Not but today. It's know, Monday.
Look, G, when the NFL draft comes in 2027, I'm sure it'll smell like a greenery around the National Bowl, baby.
Buddy.
But no, super duper excited about that. Our guy, Mark Hogan, in the chat also says, biggest DC sports event, the 1994 World Cup games at RFK. So we were asking that question.
Don't doubt that
earlier in the show. Like, what was the biggest event to come here in light of the NFL draft now coming? So shout out to Mark Hogan for that. Our guy Marcus Edelin says, with last year's rookie class growth and this year's draft class, plus there are three UDFAs that can make some noise, the Commanders have a nice young foundation. I think that's a good point as well. They do have they're starting to build a nice young core. It last year was one of the oldest teams in the National Football League still by age, but that kind of segues us perfectly here. That young core, the most important piece of that young core is Jayden Daniels. And I think we have forgotten just how good he is. We'll get into some NFL win totals and power rankings post-draft as we roll throughout the final hour and change of this show. But I think I said it moments ago or a little bit earlier on in the show, I've been watching games back from last year just because I need it. I need my fix. I'm an addict for the Commanders. I'm wearing the patch right now. You all can see it. But in reality, I need my fix of burgundy and gold football. So I've been watching. I watched the playoffs back. I watched Detroit last night. I watched the Tampa Bay game on Friday night. And then before that, I was watching that Falcons slobber knocker that we got to watch on Sunday night. Jayden Daniels is bad, boy. I mean, Jayden Daniels is so damn good. And we'll talk about power rankings as we move throughout the show here because it feels like some folks – or feeling like Washington's ranked too high. I heard our guy Ben Standig saying that, yeah, like, I don't know if they'll get over the win total. I don't know if they're actually as good as the media is saying they are. Okay. I got five on it. G from the shop, you pick out what I'm putting down, brother, man. I got five on it, point blank, period. He gives you a shot every time you're on the football field. There was a photo that surfaced this weekend on social media via the Commanders' Twitter account, and I engaged on it. I couldn't help it. What do they call it? They were aura farming with this picture.
Anytime you post a picture of Jaden, it's aura farming.
You're aura farming because you know Shawty got all the aura in the world. So it's him. He's got the they wear these, they're GPS trackers in those little sports bra.
Yeah, I was going to say, they look like sports bras.
Yeah, they're sports bra, but they're GPS trackers in those things, and guys wear them. That's how they get the data and all that.
Measure your speed, heart rate, all that fun stuff.
So he was wearing it, and somebody, they were posting a picture of JD, and someone commented, man, has he gotten any bigger? Because that was a big thing that, you know, he said he would work on this offseason, his body, his mechanics, all that. People were like, I don't really see it, and low-key, I didn't see it either. Someone said, well, he's gotten so much bigger in the chest that he's got to wear a sports bra now. No, you
that's
idiot.
Not that's how
just,
that works.
That's just a GPS tracker. The first thing that I noticed was his neck. Pause. Like, he's gotten wider in the neck. And as somebody that's been heavy on the weights before, that is a telltale sign of like, hey, Shawty's in the weight room. He's getting bigger. He's getting stronger. Is when your neck starts to widen out a little bit. So JD5 has been in the weight room. He has been working. As I mentioned, though, rookie mini camp for the Commanders begins this Friday. OTAs begin in 3 weeks. You can line up on the phones right now for this. 301-230-0980. Who has the most to prove heading into the offseason program for the Washington Commanders? 301-230-0980. We're hot and heavy into football season now, baby. Rookie minicamp starts Friday. OTAs in 3 weeks. As we get geared up for this offseason program, which player has the most to prove? We'll take your calls on that next here on the Team 980.